Hi, everyone. Gene Nichols back with you for another edition of Community Roundup, and very happy to have with us winding down the art season, but still a lot to present to you at the Artist Center in Palm Desert is Ulrike Maria with the Artist Center right there on Highway 111. Ulrike, welcome. Great to have you with us again.
Well, good morning, Gene. Thank you for having me back to talk about the Artist Council and what's happening. We are, of course, in the midst of one of our most creative exhibitions called Casting Shadows, Dimensional Art, which runs until April 27th. So Casting Shadows is one of our members and mine, I gotta say, I love that show, favorite show, since the creative requirement allows many artists to explore new ways of expression. And we invite all artists, not just the sculptors, to this show. And if you remember last year when it was our first attempt to pull such a show off, we had great enthusiasm and entries, but we also had to coach the artists a little bit in what it meant to enter, because it couldn't just be flat paint. It had to have something that was literally sticking out or was attached to the canvas. 3D pieces, sculptures, of course, qualified. But most of our artists are painters and mixed media artists. This year, however, we received amazing work from our regular members, but also from quite a few new artists. And seeing the new work was really exciting, really, really different.
So the work that's presented has to have some dimension to it, right?
Yes. Correct. It can't be flat of anything. I mean, you have a painting, you have to literally attach something that casts a shadow, which is cool. Now, you have a variety of mediums, such as glass and metal, ceramics, wood, all of that. Then we feature these sculptures on pedestals and display tables. But some of the sculptures this year were large enough to actually stand on the floor. It's quite impressive. There is four big sculptures, very large pieces that actually take up one of our galleries. As you know, we have 9 different galleries. And so you go in and you go, whoa, that's pretty cool, you know.
That's on display now through when?
Yes, on display now till April 27th. Anybody can come Wednesday through Sunday from 10 to 4, free entrance, and see this show, which is really, really exciting. But another exciting thing has happened that, well, we haven't done before. We introduced at the opening reception for Casting Shadows a new solo show called In Focus. And the focus is on one artist with about 12 to 15 pieces per show. And it lasts 2 months simultaneously with 2 of our regular exhibitions. So this In Focus show goes with Casting Shadows and then the following show, Through the Lens. The first artist for In Focus is Eric Law. He's a mixed media artist who has been a longtime member of the Artist Council and also helps with the Alzheimer's class, which, as you know, we have twice a month. Then April 30th through May 25th, Through the Lens, the annual photography show, is happening. Now, Through the Lens exhibition and sale offers a platform for our talented photographers to showcase their work. And in our regular member shows, we feature all medium, including photography. But this one, this yearly exhibition, is for our photographers only. And it really features an inspiring range of imagery, from captivating scenes of nature to thought-provoking abstracts. So all you photography lovers, stop by at the Artist Center and check that one out from April 30th to May 25th. There is an opening reception on Thursday, May 1st from 5 to 7, and again, free to the public.
People can buy some of the work that's on display for Casting Shadows and also some of the photography on display Through the Lens. Can people also buy some of Mr. Law's work in the In Focus solo show or no?
Absolutely. In Focus, Eric is very good. He's there most of the times. All his stuff is interactive, so he likes people to actually touch his work. And they're having fun, and yes, they can buy. And also, of course, Casting Shadows and Through the Lens, anyone can buy. And it's reasonably priced. It's really good. And I want to tell you, this whole season, our opening receptions have been attracting between 250 and 350 people all the time, every time. That's a great turnout. You know, it's nice to see so many art lovers in the Valley. It really is.
Hopefully they're all listening to our show every time you're a guest on it.
I hope so. I hope they come visit.
We're talking with Ulrike Maria from the Artist Council and the Artist Center, 72567 Highway 111, Palm Desert. Phone number 760-565-6130. Open Wednesday through Sunday. Close Monday and Tuesday. Hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit for free. Make a donation while you're there. Help out the cause. Go to their Chock Full of Nuts website, artistcouncil.com. You've got everything there, from your exhibitions to your class offerings to your entire calendar. Folks can even rent out your facility for their own events, can't they?
Yes, they can. And I'm really excited about that, too. We just got a new director of events, which we're just getting familiar with everything. So we're excited about that. Lots of workshops and classes and demos. It's just a lot of activity. And of course, we're working already on next year, which when I speak to you again in May, I will tell you all about some really exciting things coming up for our opening in September.
Very nice. By the way, do they still have classes going through the summer, or is there a little hiatus there?
When we close down on June 29th, everything stops. The building will be closed for July and August, and then we're back right after Labor Day in September.
Well, we'll keep our eyes peeled to artistcouncil.com for the very latest. Again, they've got these great exhibitions and sales going on right now through the end of April, and two of them going through basically the end of May. Casting Shadows there now through April 27th. Right now running concurrently the In Focus solo show done by Eric Law, and then starting April 30th through May 25th, Through the Lens, the photography exhibition and sale, all at the Artist Center, part of the Artist Council in Palm Desert. Beautiful facility there right on Highway 111. Just as you're ready to turn the corner and take a right-hand turn onto El Paseo, you can see it right there, a beautiful facility. Ulrike Maria, we also want to put in a good word for what you do as an individual artist, in addition to helping out and being an invaluable asset there at the Artist Council. The happypaintbrush.com is where you call home.
Oh, thank you for the little plug, Gene. I am an artist. I'm a mixed media artist. I love doing art, but I also very much love seeing other people's art. And I love business, so I think the combination of business and art works great for me.
I'm looking at your handiwork here titled Radiant, which is mixed media. I hope I can get to see that in person someday.
Oh, you can. It's on the Art Square wall at the Artist Center. Actually, I donated it to them, and we have a wall of donated 10 by 10 pieces, and that's fundraising effort for the Artist Council, and you can buy a piece like that for just $100.
Wow. Well, there you go, folks. The happypaintbrush.com, or again, if you want more information about the Artist Center in Palm Desert, the website artistscouncil.com. My guest has been Ulrike Maria, very busy all year long with the Artist Council. Ulrike, always great to catch up with you. Thanks so much. We'll see you at the museum.
Well, thank you. I hope you're showing up for the opening reception. Always nice to see you.
Thank you. I'm Gene Nichols. This is Community Roundup.